we're going to see a downturn in the thunderstorm activity as the weekend progresses. We still have a threat over the central and southern panhandle for today and tomorrow. I think for Sunday, the activity will be much less than what it has been. And even today, tomorrow, I think most of it will be in the central and southern panhandle, and it'll start in the elevated terrain, and some of it will move off, but mostly will be restricted to elevated terrain in those areas.
Are we going to see any thunderclouds or any potential lightning strikes in the Juneau area?
There is, maybe a 20 or 30%. It's hard to say exactly where they'll set up, but I would give it a 20, 30% for today in Juneau.
It's been awfully dry. The lack of precipitation over the last week and a half or so has kind of put the local folks on heightened alert because of dry conditions and the potential for fires. Any sort of precipitation expected over the next several days?
Nothing organized out west of here. Yakutat is expected to get some showers, more organized showers, later on Sunday and Sunday night. But other than that, I don't expect any relief aside from the real isolated pockets of precipitation with these thunderstorms in the next couple of days. I don't expect any real relief until at least late next week. Now, that's pretty far out, but it looks like there could be some precipitating-type frontal passages late in the weekend to next weekend.
We sort of associate thunderstorms, or as rare as they are, with kind of the late summer and early fall. Why are we experiencing it in May?
I'll give you my opinion on it for what it's worth, but we've had a warm spring. The thunderstorms fuel themselves on heating at the surface. So with the warm temperatures that we've had, that's brought on thunderstorm activity just in itself, and that we haven't had cold conditions for well over a month. So the ground temperatures are also above normal, and I think that's what contributed to it. It is a little bit strange, as I understand. I've only been here under a year, but I understand that this is a little bit abnormal for this time of year. Anytime you have extended type warm temperature period in this area of Alaska, you will get heightened thunderstorm activity with that during the warm season.